Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Paul from Simnick was supposed to be calling in today. But when he heard the question Sid was planning on asking him, Fat Coward failed. Wait to live up to your band name. Here's the show.
Well, he might still be calling in. We don't know yet.
So I shouldn't call him a pussy then?
No, definitely not. Okay. It's Rob. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. So 240-something. 243, I believe.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
It totally feels like 246 at least.
We're going to be at 250 very soon in a few months.
Thank you for explaining math.
That's weird.
Numbers go off.
Jeez, Sid is that Sid is very cynical today.
No. I've girded my loins for this interview, and now it might not
I don't need to know about your loins, Sid.
Yes, you do. That's what this whole show is about. All our loins. And
that's
what we do with
them.
That's
kind of true. 90% of the show.
Right. That's why you show up in loincloth every Sunday, right?
Damn right.
Speaking of loincloths, I'm all schwitzed out.
Oh, you went to the schwitz bath.
I went to a Russian bathhouse before.
Oh, no wonder why your cheeks are so red. I thought it was something else.
I've exfoliated.
What?
What?
I mean those cheeks.
Wait, what?
Cheeks on your face.
Well, what would it be?
What else would it be?
Sex?
With cheek sex? What would be like?
No, the blood rushes, you know, like the blood flows in your body more, and it's
doesn't it all flow
surface.
To your dick?
it should flow away from the rest of you. Yeah.
No, you become
unless
having
he was
rosy
face
cheeks.
Fucking somebody, I guess.
No, having rosy cheeks is like a sexual response that your body has.
Did you put your face into anyone's orifices vigorously?
They offered that as a service, but I did not accept that I had to leave for the show.
You get to fuck them as a service? That's something.
Well, yeah. You know, you get to face fuck.
He's so hairy that just rubbing up against someone is exfoliating, so it's actually...
Oh.
He works there on the side. Let's get all that dead skin off.
All right. I have a lot of dead skin.
I was talking about other people, and your body hair exfoliates.
Oh,
them.
I see.
That's how exfoliation works.
Yes.
I put a little mud cream on my face. At least that's what they told me.
Oh. Thank you for saying what I was about to
say. Some kind of cream.
Yeah.
It was fun. It's a Russian bathhouse in Brooklyn. I've never been to. I think I actually have been to this one when I was a kid. My uncle took me.
Oh no!
To bathhouses.
Oh. Show us on the sponge where he touched you.
Did you see any rabbis fucking little boys in the sauna?
No.
That's where they do it.
There were no rabbis.
Did you read that article too, Sid?
Well, I will say back to my uncle really quick, is there's a pool area and then the sauna. I never saw my uncle. My uncle was just in the sauna the entire time. We were there for hours, so who knows what he was doing.
You were there, but like he would just let you roam around alone?
Yeah,
in the pool. Well, uncle, I feel like I remember other kids there as well. Like I was hanging out with all the other kids.
Uncle Guillena was trolling for a boy ass. Yeah.
His name was not Guillena.
Oh, what was
it? It was Alec.
Alec. Uncle Alec. Sasha.
Yeah.
How old is he? Was he?
He died when he died pretty young. Like
he died in jail after his fucking boy ass.
He
steps.
Slipped in a bathhouse.
My uncle was a saint.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Alec. I was thinking of his other uncle, Guillena.
How do you say I'm sorry in Russian?
Yeah, he's been nice.
I'm not even trying.
Well, that's more like excuse me, right?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah, okay, good job.
I should not.
Rob just put like a lot of gummy bears in
my face with gummy bears.
I brought the gourmet gummy bears that my girlfriend got at her job.
Delicious.
You're really good.
So how old was
real
you?
Sugar. Sorry, go ahead.
How old
he was 47 when he died.
And from what did he die? Choking on a gummy bear?
47.
No, he died from like gastrointestinal cancer.
Oh,
from gummy bears.
Oh, jeez.
Stomach cancer, basically.
Damn. The worst one.
So, and basically, I feel like I look, like if you look at my family lineage, I look the most like my uncle in terms of like body build and stuff. So I'm probably going to die when I'm 50.
No. Nice.
It's all right.
You're okay with that?
No.
How are we going to do the podcast?
Think about how much bigger the podcast will get once I die.
I don't think so. It's going to lose its pep.
Would you eulogize me on the show?
Robert, in the grand tradition of his uncle Guiana, he shared the same tough spirit and the same stomach cancer that
his love of bathhouses.
His love of bathhouses and little boys.
Oh.
But we loved Rob, and he will be missed.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful.
And now, the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Go!
What would Chuck say the day that Rob dies?
You probably wouldn't acknowledge it. He's not good with emotions.
It'll
like
be
that.
About something like whatever else is going on that day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to have the conversation about Rob dying.
Yeah, this is pretty morbid, you guys.
Haven't we had that conversation many times already? Or is that just like in my inner monologue? I don't know.
Probably
this is terrible.
Sometimes I get them mixed up. It's okay.
Oh, we have a call.
Oh, what?
It's your Uncle Guiana.
Oh, Guiana, what are you doing?
How do you say your name in Russian, Rob?
It's not a Robert. Russian. It's not a Russian name, so it's Robert.
Did you have a Russian name?
No, my mom's named me Robert. She
trying
that
to
name.
Assimilate you.
I guess she just really liked the name. I guess
was Alec your mom's brother or your dad?
Yeah, my mom's brother.
Was your never mind. I can't say.
What about Guiana? Whose brother was?
There's no Guiana. There was no Gennady in my family. No
Zhenya's?
No Fima. Fima's the sister.
That's
dad.
My dad.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, okay. We did an old bit like on the old show with the guy, Uncle Fima. Oh, it was on Metal Injection.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I didn't know. Rob just picked the name.
Okay. So let's take this caller before
this
I get more into the bathhouse story. 562, you're on the live cast.
Hey, it's Maury from California.
Hey, what's up? Maury?
No,
Mario.
Okay.
Are you? So are you going to call in every week to listen? Like, do you not
is
have
that
the
what
internet?
You do?
I enjoy talking to you guys and listening.
Oh, okay.
And every good podcast needs a laugh track.
It's true.
I can provide that for you.
Thank you.
You seem very mellow today.
Because I'm eating lunch right now and I have a paper home.
What are you eating?
Super nachos.
He's Super Mario.
Fuck yeah.
For a second, I thought you said soup and nachos, which would be my ideal lunch.
Is everything in your school cafeteria served with nachos since you go to Doritos College?
I'm not cool yet.
Ugh.
This music is it's very calming, to be honest.
Yeah. If only your Uncle Guiana had this on his deathbed. Was Super Mario invented around the time that he passed?
Yeah, no, he passed, I think, on my 10th birthday. Oh, the day after my 10th birthday.
So he lived long enough to see Mario 3.
Yeah.
That's
all that matters.
That's fine.
You can all die happily.
Flying raccoon suit. That, as long as he gets the experience.
Mario 3 is my favorite Mario, I have
damn
to say.
Right.
This is the 2 theme, though, just so you know.
Did he die before Yoshi?
Yes, definitely. There was no Super
Nintendo.
That's
probably for the best. Yoshi was like the Jar Jar Binks of the Mario games. So. He would have died from disappointment if he had lived long enough to see Yoshi. Your uncle. Your dead uncle.
Right. Stomach cancer didn't get him if he survived that.
He would have died from a broken heart.
He would have died because Yoshi was
Mario
game.
So messed up. So messed up.
What are we, children?
Leave my uncle game alone.
No, we're making fun of Yoshi, not your uncle.
You're right.
Next time you're home, you're going to be talking to your mom, and you're going to bring up Uncle Guiana, and she's like, who? And you're like, oh, I'm Alex, damn it.
What Uncle Gila? I mean, Alec.
His American name is Arnold.
What? Really? Not Alec?
Not Alec. Or Alec, yeah. I don't know.
Did he have a wife and family?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them called him Arnold. The other family called him Alex.
He was married twice, actually.
Oh. Oh. Kids?
Kids only with the first wife. With the second wife, no.
Do you have cousins?
I do have a cousin, and I haven't talked. There was like a big falling out when he died, actually.
Explain.
All right.
Many people wanted his money.
Yeah, it was basically over his money, and there was like some shady stuff. My parents and his wife, like my parents and my grandmother and his wife, kind of like had a disagreement over where the money went. And he also had a bunch. I mean, I'm not going to go into this, but a bunch of business investments, and then my parents were trying to figure out what to do with his estate. And then they got a very threatening phone call one day of like, hey, either you guys back off or there's going to be problems for your family.
And you didn't want to get into this? Why?
Well, maybe they're listening right now. That's what if my parents are listening, they would be so pissed. They're like, they could be listening.
My mom
says that all the time when I talk about something personal, because my dad listens to the show. Mm-hmm. And she'll call me and reprimand me. And I'm like, what's the big deal? And she's it's just like, they could be listening. Your cousin could be listening.
Oh, really?
Like, and it's like, well, why would my cousin, who, you know, I'm not like estranged from, like I don't have any.
He doesn't care about what you do. Why would he?
Yeah, like why?
My mom is like that when I talk about personal things on the phone with her.
What?
She thinks some like the phone could be tapped.
But like also, she's from when the KGB was around, though. You know?
I guess, but still it's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Like, well, I'm not going to fucking go see you in person and talk about shit. This is the best you're getting, lady. So take it or leave it.
Is your mother, like, out of it? Like, she thinks we're on the, like, 105.1 FM or something? Like, what does she think?
What do you mean?
Like, she thinks we're actually on the radio? Like you
we
tune
have
in the
much
radio?
Bigger reach than we actually do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think she grasps the internet.
She thinks that we're on, you know, like you just over the air, like you tune in 105.1
yeah.
FM.
And also she thinks that people have so much free time on their hands that they're going to sit for 2 hours just maybe if we mention my family. It's absurd.
You know, it would be interesting if you called her up right now and just brought all this up to see how she would react. And if she
Mama,
I just want to say I will never, ever, ever call any of my family members. Maybe my sister, but
sister,
she's not in the country.
Sister,
she has
she's
cell phone.
In Israel.
Right? Still with that fucking birthright shit?
I don't know. Like, she went on her second birthright. She's been posting pictures on Facebook because, you know, they have the internet.
Did she go right to the chill?
No, it's far. It's so much more religious, it looks like, than the last time. Like, she's wearing, like, long skirts.
I feel like we had this discussion last week, but I'm okay with
drapes,
it.
But no, it's really off-putting. Like, I hope she's not going to come back super
what time
religious.
Is it there right now? No.
It's like 7 hours ahead, right?
Yeah.
Call her up and just be like, hey, are you still in Israel? And she'll be like, yeah. And then you'd be like, all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
He just wants to hear her voice.
Yeah.
So tell us more about your Banya experience.
Yeah, so, okay, the Banya.
Banya.
That's actually
Uncle Banya.
You know, that's what it's called, though. Yeah. The Brooklyn Banya. That's the official title of it.
Wait,
if you look it up on Yelp.
Is that a Russian word for bath, or is that the name of the place?
It's the name of the place, and it's a Russian word for bath.
Got you.
So, first of all, we go in, and immediately I'm getting the local South Brooklyn experience because there's the biggest young Jap girl, like four of the Jappiest, like which for you non-New Yorkers is Jewish American princess.
What were they
Mindy
wearing?
Mayer
Mindy
was
Mayer.
There.
They were all wearing Juicy Couture.
Oh.
So it's like they're wearing barely. I gotta say, like though, I don't. Their jeans must be fantastic because all of them had huge tits. For like 16-year-olds, Sid, you would be in heaven right there.
No pictures?
No, what am I going to say? Because they take away your cell phone right away.
What, they do?
Yeah.
Smart.
Because it's a bath. You don't want to be taking
photos.
Smuggle
it between your cheeks. Tuck it under your third butt cheek. They'll never look.
But they were so annoying and like, it was their first, it seemed like it was their first time because when you go to a bathhouse.
I like where this story is going.
I don't like how aroused Sid is right now. This is
I'm Boing. Sitting,
No,
six,
so
16-year-olds in the bathhouse for the first time. This is like the best porno ever. Already.
If you've never been to a bathhouse, which I'm assuming, correct. Am I the only one here that's been to one?
I've never been to one.
No. So when you go, when you're up front, they ask you for a valuable. Usually, it's differentiates. In some places, they want your wallet and phone, or at least your phone, so you don't take any photos. And then they put it in a locker behind the counter, and they give you the key to it. Or, you know, they'll be, this place, they're like, we just need something of value. I guess so you don't sneak out and don't pay them at the end of the day.
So you gave them your trust.
Yeah.
It's like, so, I value this a lot here.
So for some reason, these girls were like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to leave my money here. It's just like, look, either do it or leave. Like, they took like 20 minutes just to
decide.
Check
their hymens. I'll watch those.
Ah, they were so annoying. Kill yourselves, young lady. They were the type of girls that probably never heard the word no in their life. Like, they just got everything they've ever wanted. And they must have stayed for, like, half an hour, maybe. They went into, like,
the
hot...
a long time or a short time?
A short time.
What do you do at the banya? Like, what kind of activities
okay.
are there?
So,
at the banya...
After you you pay the lady up front the initial fee, and then you go upstairs...
How much is the fee?
It's $35 to use the facilities, and then you if you order stuff, there would be like you pay at $35,
and you could stay the whole day if you want.
Yeah, $35 for a day. And so you go upstairs. There's the locker rooms. You change, and then you go out the other way. And then you're in the main area. So the main area is a hot tub.
I have a question.
Sure.
When you went to the locker room, did you see any?
I saw some geriatric ass. No genitalia. Everyone's, you know, semi as private as you can be in an open locker room. But, you know, they're facing the locker with their...
Oh, so you just see ass.
Yeah, you just see asses. Unless you're really going for peaks, which I was not.
Oh, I'm mad.
Yeah.
That's my
were
next
you
question.
Facing the locker when you changed, or were you not facing the locker?
Yeah, I was facing the locker. Oh, wow. I guess I'm changing now. I'll just go in the middle of the room.
You didn't see any...
dirty dick.
No, I did not see any of that.
Dirty dick.
Yeah, no dirty dick.
That's why they go to the bathhouse to clean their dirty dick.
Yeah. Oh, it was so relaxing. But lots of old Russian people. It was weird. It was like either old Russian people or like young people. Like, people are, like...
That's usually the two kinds of people that exist, old people and young people.
Like, really old or young. No, I guess, yeah.
You're not really young.
You're
so
right.
What are you talking
oh
about?
Oh, my God, I'm old. Oh, no.
No, you're right. I'm
the people I was looking
yeah.
for.
God.
No wonder he didn't find you.
I need a music break.
No.
I need a
geritol break.
So the first... sauna that I went into, immediately there was an old Russian guy smacking some
a
woman.
Little boy.
What? Oh.
Smacking a woman with leaves, because
oh.
that's like an exfoliation thing.
I know. I thought that was going into another side
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You
it's like an exfoliation thing.
Well, there was some old man smacking some woman. I don't know.
Yeah. No, with leaves, that's like the thing that they do. And then the woman at one point was like, all right, enough.
Yeah.
I've had it. And this is something she requested.
Yeah.
You
enough with
that.
The leaves, bleed.
You pay extra for that, right?
Yeah, that's not included. That's like a massage or whatever. And then we just did the rotation of like the sauna.
Did you get the leaves?
No, I didn't get the leaves because I wasn't there long enough to like really settle in and be like, oh, I can go for a massage. I was only there for like 2 hours, which I honestly though at the same time I feel like 2 hours you get your fill.
Did you get to meet Kenny Banya?
Kenny Banya was not present.
The owner.
I did eat some fine Russian cuisine. Well,
like
it's
what?
Not necessarily Russian, but it was pork shish kebab.
Oh, they serve you shish kebabs at the
bar? Yes, it's the best part. They have a full kitchen there.
Can you sit in the jacuzzi and eat a shish kebab?
I don't think you can sit. I think that's, like, unsanitary.
This whole thing sounds pretty fucking unsanitary to me.
I was really questioning how often they clean everything because it was just wet everywhere.
And very mold grows when
yeah.
it's very wet.
But I will say, though, there was not, like, any semblance of, you know, like, disgustingness. It looked like they clean it regularly.
How about by the food? Was there a partition, a separate...
Yeah, everything's on the same floor. There was, like, a bar area that is kind of separated.
Mm-hmm.
But you people are just eating out in the open, basically, like wow. right, like steps away from the pool.
I love Bujanina.
Oh, I do.
Champion 95 asks, how did Rob even end up in this bathhouse?
Oh, it was a friend of mine's birthday party, so she had it there. It was actually Metal GF, Vince Neilstein's significant other.
It was her birthday?
Yeah.
Oh,
I guess Noah's invitation got lost in the mail.
No, I got the invitation. Oh. I thought it was just a bathhouse experience, and I didn't feel like going today.
You have nothing to feel bad about, Noah. It's nothing you can't get.
Yeah.
Steps away from your apartment.
Yeah.
Or in your apartment, really. You just have a bath.
Yeah, get Jake to get the leaves to.
Yeah, you just
the
need
end.
The leaves. I would do the leave thing.
Where do I get leaves from?
Instead
in Brooklyn?
Of leaves, just cheap music from like some book of tablature or whatever that you.
Oh, but then all those paper cuts.
Well, he's not like doing it sideways. He's just.
Yeah,
the,
he's not
El Duderino in the chat says Rob should have had his third ass cheek spanked with the leaves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That
yeah.
would have been. I didn't do that, but in the jacuzzi,
uh-oh.
I did. Like you know how they have those jets?
Did some pus come out of it?
Oh. Well, not that I know of, but I put the jet right on my third butt cheek. Cannot begin to tell you how great that felt.
Oh.
Wow. A nice soothing massage.
Were you wearing shorts? Or
no, I was fully naked. Yes, of course I was wearing
know.
Shorts.
We don't know. Why is that such a given?
Or maybe Speedos?
There were guys in Speedos, but not me. I'm
you
not. I'm
any
not
testicles talking. Dangling out of some swim trunks?
I was not looking, but no. Nothing
probably
like that.
Was happening.
Yeah.
You thought it was the shish kebab?
Oh, there's my other piece. It's good shish kebab, though, I gotta
it's
say.
It's a hairy shish kebab.
I had shish kebab.
And I had some kompot. Russian fruit punch. Oh, it's so good.
Boiled fruit.
Well, no, it's served cold. You boil it, and then you put it in the fridge.
I don't like it.
That's great. No? You're not into it, Sid? It's
I wasn't
fruit.
Into anything that my parents offered me to
it's
eat.
It's just fruit punch. It's a drink.
I kept it safe. Spaghetti with ketchup. They can't fuck that up.
Ah, so gross.
Kids eat spaghetti and ketchup, too.
Yeah.
So gross. Just the
but
thought
they couldn't
of,
fuck
for some reason, the thought of ketchup on spaghetti really
no,
just,
it's
wow.
a terrible, terrible idea, but that's as good as my parents got with the food, usually.
Really?
So just boiling spaghetti. That's all you needed.
I know what that is. I don't know. It's some weird fish.
Did your mom not cook any Russian meals for you?
Did for them. I didn't want any part of that.
Oh,
it looked gross.
Right. Okay.
So she would always just make you spaghetti for dinner?
Not always, but I mean, I would eat the more simple stuff as a child. Because they just, you know, had weird-looking food. I wasn't interested. And Russian food's not that good anyway.
No, I disagree.
I greatly disagree with you.
Russian food is,
it depends
is the
what.
Tits.
Russian food is great.
It's not a top 10 cuisine.
It's dealing with the family while eating the delicious
that
food. That's what
you
ruins
might be
it.
Conflating those two things, possibly.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with any Russian family. I just eat the fucking food, and it's delicious.
It's a. Would you say it's a top 10 cuisine?
For me, yes.
Between countries, you mean? Like of 10 countries? I'd have to think about it, but I don't know. I don't know if I could think of 10 countries' cuisines that.
So what's your favorite country's cuisine, Sid? Your favorite genre?
Mexican, perhaps. Mm. Mexican, Chinese.
Oh, can I
Thai.
Stop you there for a second?
Yes.
Is Mexican encompassing all Latin American food, or just
no,
Mexican?
Just Mexican.
Okay.
Like tacos.
Yeah.
All right.
Mexican, Chinese. I'm not doing an order. I'm just trying to see if I can name 10 now that I like better than Russian food.
Okay.
American, Mexican, Chinese, Thai, Japanese, mm-hmm. Italian. Let's say Korean. Let's say Peruvian.
So many of those
Ethiopian.
Are so similar. Though.
It doesn't matter. Different
Ethiopian.
Country. Indian. Will be 9, and I need one more. I don't have enough experience with Vietnamese to count Vietnamese, but there's got to be one more I can think of.
I'm just going to put all those Asian ones together because
no.
they're so similar.
Same.
Mm. Yeah, like Thai.
They wouldn't
like,
agree.
All the
how
stores are run
that.
By Koreans anyway.
How much different is Thai food and Chinese food, really?
It's
like,
pretty different.
There's similarity. There's crossover.
Yeah.
Indian is my favorite. Then all Asian food.
India
then,
is in Asia.
Right, but well, all right. I'll separate
it,
them.
Then, wait, is shrimp, shrimp a country?
Shrimp
yes.
country. Rob country.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite genre of food, I guess, would be barbecue.
Yeah.
Here's a good point from the chat. Sid will eat spaghetti with ketchup, but not apples. That
correct.
Makes sense.
I don't eat spaghetti with ketchup anymore. This is when I was like, you know, six.
Sin is a very weird palate.
I was way more interested. Now I'll eat a lot more stuff, but I just don't like apples. If I'm going to eat a fruit, it's going to be a fruit that I find tasty.
Like what?
An orange,
ew.
Watermelon,
I like oranges.
Mango.
Oh, watermelon, the best.
Mango.
I think watermelon's my favorite.
Mango's really hard to
pineapple.
Cut.
No, I get it pre-cut. What?
It's not doing any work now.
Pre-cut mango.
I feel like when they sell the pre-cut
sounds
stuff
like
in supermarkets, it's just like all the old fruit. They just cut it up and give it to
That's
you.
That's what Rob was seeing at the bathhouse today, all the old fruits hanging out.
But I'm fine. I definitely had an epic meat spin.
Where is
that's,
that from?
That's
our
how you dry
show.
Off. You got to spin that meat after you leave the bath.
Oh,
get
man.
It dry.
Did you see any meat spins, Rob?
Nobody
other than my own.
Nobody put their dick in
on
the...
On the bottom of my penis.
Sorry, Sid.
Are these new?
Those are old.
Some of them. I got
what
a few.
Saying?
I got
I'm sorry, let me cut you off.
Just somebody put their dick in the jacuzzi jet.
So oh, no.
Oh. Ouch. That doesn't sound like it feels good.
Probably not.
Also, one thing, like this family came in, these Russian people came into to one of the dry saunas, and it's really hot, obviously, in these saunas. And the grandmother of the family, the second she walked in, like a sitcom character, was just like, oh, I can't handle this. I'm not even sitting down. I'm going to get out of here. This is too... Oh, mint. Oh, not bad. All right, I'm leaving.
Mint? What mint?
Well, like there was mint...
aroma?
Aroma, yeah, in the sauna. Lots of aromas.
She probably couldn't handle it because you had just farted right before she walked
yeah.
in.
Oh, yeah. Your hot, dense fart.
Oh. What does a sauna atmosphere do to a fart? Does it enhance
it linger?
Or tamp it down?
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like would there?
Could you
very,
call the banya right now? And
it's
ask
very them? Humid in there, so I will say that like it would. I would assume it lingers.
Yeah. Do you have to let it linger?
I don't think anyone is. Yeah, is
we'll play
old
that
enough
the music
to get
break.
That.
It's fine.
Oh, please. We talk iTunes. About Joe Franklin on this fucking
yeah.
show.
We educate the kids.
Who cares? One thing I want to mention. Last night, Noah and I went to see Pig Destroyer.
Oh, yeah. Noah's wearing her Pig Destroyer t-shirt right now.
That's true.
That's a sign of a good night. And I ran into Blake, who does the programming for Pig Destroyer.
He's the one that called in during the interview with Jim Brewer.
Right. What do you mean programming?
Well, like the
he programs the robots that go on stage.
He builds their website. No,
what are they, a
techno band? He does their sampling and stuff like that. He does samples.
So he's their friend that they like hanging out with, so they bring him on tour.
Basically.
That's cool. That's
and
nice.
Also, he does all the media. He does all the interview stuff. Yeah. So
he's
like,
a spokesman.
Yeah, he's like their PR agent. Anyway, I was hanging out with him backstage, and we're taking a photo. And I have video of this, so I'll post it. But here's...
You have a video of a photo.
Of us taking
a
photo, yeah.
It's not a
yes.
photo, it's a video.
Well, here.
Yeah,
I'll play it again.
They're chanting Mama Rama.
He was very, very hammered, and all he was just...
For Blake. Can we do it for Blake, Rob?
No.
Why isn't he here?
They already drove back to Baltimore. Yeah. He drove back last night. I invited him.
Yeah.
Sit in on the show. He would have got hammered and talked shit. But it was fun. It was really fun. It was a fun show.
It was a good show. Tell Sid and Darren and everyone what we taught Blake from Pig Destroyer about.
Oh, about Jews. He said, I'm from Baltimore. I've maybe seen two Jews in my whole life. But thanks to our show, he knew the terms. He said, obviously I knew the terms, but I never knew what they meant.
Nah. We're educating.
So, yeah. So much thoughtfulness here. I will say that I don't think Paul Masvidal is calling in because the interview is scheduled for 6:30, which was 9 minutes ago. So
no emails, no nothing.
No emails, no nothing. So Sid, it's safe to say that he's afraid of you.
Yeah. Pussy.
I had questions ready.
You
well,
did. I saw them. I saw them.
Maybe next week.
Next week.
Yeah, it's not. To be fair, it's not at all.
It's his publicist. He has
Paul's
a really
fault.
Shitty publicist.
Well, he's a nice guy. Let's not throw the ball.
Well, he's a nice guy, but he's not
doing
his job.
It's a miscommunication, I guess.
Get that guy fired.
Miscommunication meaning that guy doesn't check his emails because he's not a good publicist.
Well, maybe he's listening now. We can get him to call and I could ask him the questions.
Yeah.
Right. 646-929-1357. If you're by Paul Masvidal, if he's like at a supermarket and you're listening somehow on your Metal Injection app and you see him, call us up, put the phone to his ear so we could have Sid ask him those questions.
What state does Paul live in? Do you know?
He lives in L.A., in California.
Oh, so isn't Mario in California? Can't we have Mario look for Paul? And hand the phone over to him?
El Junorino writes, Paul could be waking up from a meth coma right now.
I don't think
You're confusing him with Seth Putnam. Paul doesn't do meth, although he does a lot of other experimental drugs.
If only we could ask him which one.
Yeah. Soon. All right, let's see. What else? That's pretty much it for the bathhouse. Nothing really. But yeah, what happened yesterday?
The show. Someone from MTV came up to and my friend Sarah Beth, and he goes, excuse me, can I ask you girls some questions? And we're like, okay, sure. And so he starts asking us, he's like, have you noticed an increase in the amount of women attending metal shows over the last couple of years?
Is this his rap?
Go ahead.
So, whatever, we answered, blah, blah, blah. And it was basically he was asking us about women in the metal scene. And my opinion of it is that there's no controversy anymore. It's like, I think it's very, like, evenly spread at shows. There's
oh, really?
Girls. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just go there and they spread themselves.
Yes, evenly.
Evenly. So, anyway, so he ends his little interview, and he was interviewing us for MTV, which was weird.
Right.
Because they don't care about
that. Yeah, right. What did he write, MTV on his hat or something?
Oh, that's true. I guess maybe he was lying.
He's full of shit.
Damn.
Should have asked
for credentials.
Yeah, his office ID card. Be like, oh, you work for MTV? Let me see your pass card. You can't just walk in.
Who are you?
I was under the influence. I didn't think that fast.
So
he ends the interview with, what advice would you give guys who want to approach girls at shows?
Did we cover something like this recently where the guy was like, how to get a girl by pretending you don't care that you get a girl or something like that? There's some article that someone wrote, like a very douchebag article.
Oh, yeah, that... a guy from Gun-Shy Assassin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's an idiot.
So maybe it was that guy. What was that article about? Refresh my memory, please.
It was just like, oh, just be a dick and like
be a
don't,
dick to people.
Yeah,
be an
don't,
asshole.
Yeah.
It works for me.
But you just genuinely are a dick to people. I don't think you're trying.
Well, it helps when you really are. But you could put it on.
Right.
Is that how you met your wife?
No.
Were you a huge dick to her?
No, I just meant it works for me as like a general lifestyle choice.
Oh, I see.
To me, that's more acceptable than I want to get laid, so I'm going to act like a prick on purpose.
No, but there are plenty of girls who love being treated like shit.
Right, but to me, I feel that those guys are really dicks, and they don't think they are. And then they're pretending. It's like a multi-layered thing. You know, it's like you're already a dick, and then you're being more of a dick by pretending to be a dick when you don't think you're a dick.
Dickception.
Yes, exactly like that.
It's another drop.
No!
And that no, too. That was a good one. Well, my answer to him...
good.
My answer was, you know, if you want to approach a girl, just approach her without assuming that someone dragged her to the show. Like, she's there, like, by her own will.
Did he do that?
Talk to her about the band. No, that was my advice. If you want to approach girls at shows, just talk to them about the band. It's the easiest conversation starter.
The whole point of that article, though, I think, was that the guy was saying you should hit on girls that are there with guys.
That article was really dumb.
The article was saying that, you should. If there's a girl at a show, she probably has a boyfriend.
Right.
So hit on her and impress her.
She'll set you up with her
so
friends.
So she could set you up with her friends.
Stupid.
That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it might work for some people. But...
lie to security about the boyfriend having drugs so he gets kicked out, yeah. Then hit on the girlfriend.
That's good.
Now that's advice.
That's dick. Super master level dick. Yeah, right. These people are not ready for that. That's years of
training.
Make
sure that you know martial arts, too, for when the guy waits for you outside. At
Oh, and to prove that Blake, getting back to Blake from Business Square, is a true fan, he called out Sid, saying, like, man, Sid really, really likes to get on your case. I remember I listened after the barbecue, and you were like, oh, you know, Pig Destroyer, they don't play that often. And Sid right away was like, oh, why don't they play that often? You know, just to be a dick, just to, like, start some shit. I could tell, like, that's what he would do, because that's what I would do. And you were like, oh, they have day jobs. And he was like, oh, okay. Because he had nowhere to go from there. He had nothing. At that moment, I knew he was a true fan.
Yeah. He also liked the Limp Bizkit interview, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. And he mentioned, he was like, I think it was great how you guys handled it, because obviously you don't want to be a dick to them directly. But having Sid and Darren calling, he's like, I knew it was Sid and Darren. I was like, I would have done the same thing.
All right.
So that's great.
He's angling for a co-hosting gig.
Yeah, I told him he's always welcome. But
he can be our programmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you sort of do that already. You've got the drops and stuff.
We'll just tell him he's the programmer. Yeah, okay.
He could do our interviews. Tell him to call Paul Masvidal right now and just do a side interview.
Get him on the line.
Maybe he has his phone number.
646-929-1357. That's our phone number.
Oh.
If you want to call us, interview us, let us interview you, whatever works.
You can pretend
works.
To be Paul Masvidal.
Yeah, we don't know.
I wouldn't know at all. No. Just sound like you're high, that's all.
Yeah.
Laid back. Well,
I think he sounds more at peace
if
than
he talked
high.
In like run-on sentences that went nowhere, then I'd be like, oh, this guy talks like Cynic Sound, so maybe it's him. And then I would sort of, but I don't know.
Wait, we have Paul Masvidal on the line right now.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Hello?
Anything.
I'm sorry.
Never.
Wow, he's angry. I thought he was laid
wow,
back.
Wow, I'm
that?
Sorry, Paul.
Paul, what's that you say?
You're everything that's gone wrong in this world.
Wow, harsh.
You really had Talco practice, and to get yourself a gig instead of ruining the end of the day for everybody down here.
That's what it is. He gets fired up when people aren't as good technically as he is.
Yeah. It ruins his day, and that's unfair to him.
Right.
You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit. I'm trained classically. I'm trained contemporaneously.
All right, Paul. We get it.
It never gets old. It never gets old. It's still so fucking good.
So absurd.
Paul, we get that you're trained. We know that you're a very technical-oriented band. It's okay. Not everyone has to. Some people like, you know, sludge. Some people like all this other stuff that's just kind of mushy, you know.
Or they pretend to like it for their career.
Okay, that too.
Rob.
What?
With his Jose Mangan lighter.
Yeah, Jose has a Jägermeister endorsement, and he gets all this Jägermeister promo with his name on it.
It's ridiculous.
And he has a ton of free lighters.
Why does he need an endorsement?
What?
That's crazy.
Well, he's endorsing Jägermeister.
Why do they need his endorsement?
Why not? It's promotion. Why do they need
he's known all over
yeah,
the
he's
country.
Yeah, he's
really?
On national radio.
You think Jägermeister got one iota of more sales because of Jose Mangan?
Yes.
When he buys Jägermeister.
Well, it's not about sales necessarily. It's about just awareness, like raising awareness.
Or Jäger.
Maybe if he talks about Jägermeister on his show, I could buy that.
He
but
does,
the fact
though.
That he has a lighter that says...
Well, if I'm the PR guy at Jäger, here's my thought process.
Okay, go ahead.
Bands constantly are in studio with Jose. Bands are constantly around him. He'll give the bands the lighters, and the bands will use them. And then people will see the bands with the Jäger.
Right, but that could just be a it could just be a Jägermeister lighter.
Oh, it is a Jägermeister.
It wouldn't have to Jose Mangan plastered across. It.
Also, have you ever bought a beverage because you saw the logo on a lighter of somebody's in your life?
It's subconscious.
Yeah, I could. I see where that works. I just don't know why it has to have Jose Mangan plastered all over it.
Well, like all I know is that it's a free lighter.
Okay, all right,
and I got to tell you. It comes very much in handy when the moment I leave Sirius, I want to get high as all hell. And I'm like, fuck, I'm out of lighters. And so then I just break into his office There's no lock, though, so I can just open the door.
I wish we had some audio of how Rob really feels about Jose Mangan lighters.
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
There, the truth comes out.
Oh, man. That reminds me now that Blake... I don't want to make the whole show about how, like, oh, I talked to Blake about
that's
it.
Okay.
Funny.
But he was like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, that's so funny. Like, yeah, and then he, like, thought it. He was like, what's the other one? What's the other one? Oh, yeah. Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
And then he said it again. He said it again.
No, but he said it as Blake from Pink Destroyer.
We don't need to know that.
Yeah, the drop won't remember that part.
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Well, now that bands are talking about it, Rob, it might go back to Jose.
Yeah, I hope they're never in studio with Jose, so Blake will rat me out.
We need like a Jägermeister lighter on the back that says Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Oh, come on.
Someone write that on Rob's lighter
no!
during the break while he's not
no!
looking. Get the white out.
These gummy bears are insane.
I fuck kids. Oops,
whoa!
Sorry. I didn't know you were about to talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I remember that one. What did I say?
I fuck kids.
You lure them into your van with those gummy bears.
Dirty dick.
Sorry, go ahead. What about the gummy bears?
They're tasty.
They're really good.
They are.
Yeah.
They are the real gummy bears.
The real.
So wait, so she got this at like a gourmet candy shop?
No, it's the cafeteria inside her building.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Do they have other similar candies like Sour Patch Kids?
I'll ask.
You know what? Our
those are my favorite.
Our cafeteria has a vending machine with fried fish fillet sandwiches.
I've been there.
That are a week or so.
I didn't see that. I saw just like Skittles and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, they just got like an upgrade to the vending machine I guess it has refrigeration so that it could have like roast beef sandwich.
Shrimp cocktail? When is that coming?
There might be one.
The way I look at it is like, can you imagine how long you must be stuck at that office where that seems like you're working for like 6 hours in a studio and you're like, I just need food.
There's a Chipotle next door to your
in the building. You don't have to walk out of the building.
Hold on. I asked the facilities guy, and I was like, does anyone ever buy these? This is gross. They could, put real candy on that row. He's like, no, you know, there are people who work overnight, and there aren't any restaurants open, or Chipotle's not open at, 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's all they have if they don't
buy these. I didn't even think about the overnights. Yeah, that's right. That office is open 24 hours.
So can you imagine what, stomach cancer or, mutant people work overnight?
I didn't realize your uncle worked at Sirius.
I was going to say, bringing it back to Uncle Guillena.
My poor Uncle Guillena. I really hope this week my parents see this. I think this is hilarious.
Uncle Guillena's not even real.
Dead, he's been dead 15 years anyway.
Get over it, Mama Rama.
But they would be so offended.
What if you really had an Uncle Guillena and they hit it and he actually also had stomach cancer? And your mother's like, Robert, how did you know about this?
This is before you were born.
We never wanted to tell you. He was a black sheep of Fimala.
He's Rob's real dad.
Oh!
Actually, Papa Guillena.
He was Papa Guillena! Papa Guillena! Papa Guillena! He was mealman in Vladivostok in dark and stormy night. Robert, it was one night of passion. Postman Guillena and I fell in the love.
Postman Guillena! Postman Guillena! Oh, Postman Guillena! Oh, wow.
I almost choked on the gummy bear.
It was one night that turned into a 30-year investment.
Why? Talk about Guillena. Great name.
Weird name, Guillena.
Well, it's Gennady, right?
Yeah. Even still.
Is it pronounced... It's not pronounced Guillena, though, in Russian, is it? Yeah. Isn't it Zhenya?
That's
isn't
a different
Eugene?
Way of saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Zhenya is Gene,
name.
Which is
okay.
Eugene, yeah.
Different name.
Guiana's Gennady.
I've never heard Guiana in my life before tonight.
There were like five Guianas in my school.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I grew up in Brooklyn. You never heard of a Guiana?
Gennady? Yeah, like Gennady.
I've heard Gennady.
But that's
like,
you know,
the short version.
Never heard it that way. The one Gennady I knew just called himself G.
G, yo, what up, G? These Russians all act like ghetto, man. So funny.
He was actually in a pop punk band. He played guitar. They were terrible.
Oh, yeah.
If you see him now,
rest,
you got to go like, sub Guiana.
He died of stomach cancer. I'm assuming, because I haven't heard from him in a while.
I was about to say, you're going to feel like shit if he really does die. Yeah. But as I say, it's Sid. Yeah. What am I saying?
Sid's not going to feel like shit about that.
He would laugh.
One less Facebook account to follow. It's fine.
Just unfollow him.
He's not on Facebook. His wife is, though. She's friends with Eve.
Oh, a big talking point for the show.
It was quiet. I just kept talking. Got to fill the dead air.
Oh, so Darren, tell us about Vegas, because you weren't here last week.
Right.
Any highlights?
I don't want to disappoint you. It was just a lot of gambling and lovey-dovey time with my woman, and that's about it.
Now,
we did drive to the mountains, though.
What kind of car did you guys
get? We had a Mustang.
Was that awesome?
It was great. It was we were just getting the rental car, and the woman goes, with this Midwest accent, you know. not Midwood accent.
You bought the other car?
No, we didn't even want it. She just offered it. She says, it's $11 a day, and you can get a convertible.
So you just wanted any car, and then she was trying
to... No, we got the car, the cheapest car possible. And they were like, for $11 a day, you can have a convertible. So we went up to where all the... There's like 900 convertibles, and the guy's like, you want a Mustang? And he's like, she says, okay, sure. So the guy's like, you want black or white? You know? All right, let's take a black one. He drives the fucking Mustang right up, and we jump in, that's it.
Nice.
Wow. Who drove?
She did.
Wow.
And we went out. We had the top down. I think that's how I got sick, because we were driving all day with the top down. Or I was a little sick already, and then it just got really, really worse, because, you know, the wind blowing in your face constantly. So, yeah, the last day of my trip was unbelievably awful, because we had a two-leg flight, and we had a change in Chicago, and we had to sit there in Chicago for 2 hours. And it was the whole thing started at, like, 4 a.m. I was sitting on the plane like this, like with 102 fever, just like dying. And then we had to get off the plane, then we had to go sit in the airport, then we had to walk to another part of the airport, then we had to get on that plane and sit there, you know. So that was like hell. It was hellish. I had to walk like 500 feet through the parking lot. I didn't really have a good jacket, because when I left it wasn't that cold, and I didn't plan ahead that well. So I was that sickness lasted like... I couldn't even move out of bed when I had to do the live cast the next day.
Yeah, we were worried about you.
Thank you. I couldn't even talk. It hurt to talk. I would have called in.
We would have been happy if you would have just called in and played sound effects. That would have been... We needed something from you.
I seriously couldn't move. I couldn't move. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody.
Yeah.
Including the audience.
Well, it's okay. I mean, you know, at least... You've showed up for 241 shows or whatever it is. Paul Masvidal couldn't even call in for one.
Yeah, sure. Now everybody's on my side about this band.
So I still love Cynic. I'm not mad at him at all. It's jokes.
You're such a sycophant.
Yeah.
Come on.
Where's the drop of you saying Paul Masvidal is a piece of shit?
Let's get that. He's a great guy. He's super nice.
We gotta wait till his birthday comes.
Yeah.
The drummer of the band is also really cool, Sean Reiner.
Except he doesn't respond to your texts.
He did not respond to that one text. When I was like, hey.
Did you say that it was Rob, or did you assume he had you in his phone already?
He replied, who dis?
Well.
Who are you?
No, I wrote this, hi, this is Rob from Metal Injection. But also, we've corresponded before. Unless he's one of those OCD people that delete all their text history.
I do that.
Who are you?
You do?
Yep.
Why?
I'm just like keeping it clear. I don't know. It's the same reason I like to keep my DVR clear. I like to watch everything.
Sid is a tyrant with that.
But that's the thing. Like, once you see the show in the DVR, you don't need it anymore. In text, you could refer back to something someone said.
Yeah. But if a conversation has ended, if the topic of whatever the text exchange is done now, then I delete it.
But I found that that comes in handy, though, because you could be talking to someone and you can't remember something, and you just go back through
search.
The text. Yeah.
Yeah. I try to just not talk to that many
people,
no so it doesn't come up.
You just have no attachment to anyone
I try not
or anything.
To. Try not to.
We have a call.
Uh-oh. Who do we have here? 325, you're on the live cast.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I was like half like, oh my god, is this Paul Masvidal? No, it's not. What's up?
This is Ruben from Texas. I was wondering if Darren could play a drop for me.
What is it?
Drop request.
Jose Megan is a piece of shit.
We've played it 800 times, but sure.
Jose Megan is a piece of shit.
Oh, no, I wasn't listening to the live cast. I just thought I would call in. Sorry, guys.
One more time.
Jose Megan is a piece of shit.
There you go.
Okay. Where yes, Texas are you?
You made my day.
My pleasure. We enjoy it, too, believe
Ruben's
me.
His name.
Yeah, no. Ruben, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sid had a question
what,
for you.
What part of Texas?
I'm in San Angelo, Texas.
What is that near?
Mexico.
It's about 3 hours north of San Antonio. It's like a small town, about 100,000 people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. How's and, the corner flour tortilla. That's
oh,
a,
obviously.
That's
we
the crucial
ask
question.
That.
Oh, it's got to be flour, man. Corn sucks.
Damn right.
Really?
We are ordered breakfast today from the good Mexican place by our house. Mm-hmm. And the tortillas were corn, and my wife was very disappointed.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, she had her own flour tortillas in the fridge.
You constructed the taco and made it?
Well, no, it was like we had like a breakfast, like a Mexican breakfast thing. So then it was with a side of tortillas, so you could put your chorizo scrambled eggs into the tortillas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to eat
that. Tell us
more about
that. Well, you know what? I have an uncle that lives in New York, and he says the Mexican food sucks up there. So, I don't know,
it's,
man.
It's hit and miss. Yes. Is there some wonderful places and there's some that are shit?
We just had great Mexican food yesterday. I had a lamb taco.
What?
I've never
that's
had that.
Right.
Oh, you got to go. Hab.
Let's go.
H-A-A-B.
It sounds like a very Arabic name, by the way.
Yeah, it does.
Hab.
Two A's?
Yeah.
Because one A, I would just think it meant like habanero.
No, H-A-A-B.
Two A's, I don't know what that is.
Everyone in New York, go to this Mexican place.
Is it in Williamsburg?
Yes.
No, you're a liar. I'm the real Mexican food.
I know
Arab food.
Here's the thing. A lot of the Mexican food here is made by Chinese people, which
bugs
the hell out of me.
Is that a New York thing or what? Is that another place?
Yeah, in Texas.
I've never seen a Chinese person make Mexican food. That's kind of scary sounding.
Because all the Mexicans work in Italian places now.
Or
all
they deliver for Chinese people.
Yeah.
It's all mixed up.
Yeah, I don't know why, though.
Like, I think it's because it's like Chinese. Like if people open a Chinese restaurant, they're like, oh, we can open a Mexican restaurant, too. It's basically the same ingredients.
They don't even do that anymore. They just make – it's like a dual menu. Like
it's like a Chinese / Mexican place.
Yeah, which is so retarded.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. It's always horrible Mexican food, too. The Chinese
– I feel like it's almost like a different genre. In the same way that Taco Bell isn't Mexican.
Or that Domino's isn't pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a different genre or genre. It's just...
I prefer genre.
It's just a shitty version of the real genre.
Yeah, yeah.
Or genre.
I'm a funky man.
So why aren't you listening to the show right now? Are you out and about?
No, what I do actually is when I drive during the week when I work, I listen to the show, so I didn't want to like ruin it and not be able to listen to it tomorrow while I'm working. So it keeps me entertained while I'm on the road, man.
But it's actually pretty smart because he's thinking, I hope in this next episode they play the Jose Mangan is a piece of shit drop. And this way he makes sure. He just calls in advance.
We're kind of ruining
his order.
We're kind of ruining his experience, though, because he's now experiencing like a third of the show.
But then he can listen back to critique.
Yeah.
That's true.
He can hear himself.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an ice cream delivery driver, man. I'm a route driver for an ice cream company here in Texas.
Which one, Bluebell?
Yeah. Bluebell, that's the one.
That's my
we
wife
have a connect
loves
now.
Bluebell ice cream. She was, like always wishes that they had that here in New York.
Dude,
will you drive
what's your what's your favorite flavor, bro? I'll send you a half gallon overnight from Texas.
I've actually never had Bluebell, but my favorite flavor of ice cream in general is either vanilla or Rocky Road.
What about your wife? Your wife's the one that loves it. Get her
she
favorite.
She likes vanilla.
Thing. All right.
She likes vanilla.
He's selfish.
you definitely got the hookup, man. You just let me know.
Wow.
How would I do that?
Send your information to Rava by email.
Yeah, just shoot me an email and I'll connect you too.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll do that, man.
I want some
Bluebell
as well.
We want ice cream, too. You can't just
no, fair.
Don't be, come on.
Get like a little sampler package.
Yeah, we'll do an exchange.
Noor, if you knew Bluebell, you would have earned. See, she knew it. So that's
I knew Bluebell.
You didn't.
They sell it at Smorgasburg.
Come on.
Don't they?
Really?
I've heard of that ice cream before.
I've heard of it, yeah.
You just want some free ice cream.
Well, ultimately, yes.
Well, thank
you. I'll send Rob a rib flavor ice cream.
You can eat the rib flavored ice cream with a rib. Just dip it in there and eat the rib.
It'll be like
that sounds really tasty.
I love ice cream and I love ribs, but the thought of them together
at some
point. The thought of barbecue sauce in ice cream like disgusts me.
I bet it exists.
Barbecue ice cream?
I bet it exists. Everything.
I mean, yeah, like why wouldn't it?
Well, they have fucking bacon in the cake and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, disgusting.
I mean, I could do sweet and savory, but like certain things. I think
s'mores bacon ice cream. It wasn't that bad. I thought it would be bad, and then I went back to the place and I thought it just said s'mores because like the bacon was on another line, but it was pretty good. It was fine.
That's the least enthusiastic you've ever been about any bacon eating experience. So clearly, it was horrible. That says it all.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, we're gonna let you go because. We have a show to do, and we don't want to spoil the whole thing for you.
Now that we're friends.
Yeah.
But thanks for calling.
I appreciate it, guys, and keep up the good work, man, and I'll send you that info, Rob.
All right, sweet.
Wow.
The thing I learned from that call is we do good work.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank and look you. At how jolly Sid looks now.
Thinking about free ice cream. That's awesome.
What's your do you have a favorite brand of Rocky Road?
Dirty Dick.
Yeah. I'm not top of that.
My favorite is the Haagen-Dazs. I don't know if you've ever had it, but they do really good Rocky Road.
I think so. Yeah. It's all good.
All right.
Or do you
have
any Ben & Jerry's?
My favorite is that new Ben & Jerry's flavor.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
No! It's got like the masa corn from a tamale and some salsa and a little hint of Jägermeister because
ew.
They paid him.
And a little piece of shit.
They don't pay him.
In lighters.
Whenever he asks us to do Jäger shots, I always feel bad saying no, or like he'll make us feel bad if we say no, so we kind of have to do it. But like I always associate Jäger with the time I had a shot of Jäger before a flight, and I also had French fries, and then I puked Jäger and French fries, and it was like French fry Jäger puree coming out of my mouth, and that's like I always associate that with Jäger. So
have you ever brought this up to Jose, since he's like a representative of Jäger?
I think I may have said it to him.
Jose definitely does a lot of Jäger shots. I've done a healthy amount. Like he'll leave for the day and be like, "Oh, I'm done for the day. You want to do a Jäger shot?"
Yeah. At the end of the day, if you're by his office, you're most likely going to do a Jäger shot.
Yeah.
And it just makes me feel nauseous. But I can't say no.
Listen to me up for my show. It's not that. I don't mind it. Jäger's fine because he has that tap. And it's
just ice cold.
It's
okay if it's cold.
That's the only way it's bearable.
You like watching him tap it?
Oh. Come on now.
Down
my asshole is quite tight. I haven't heard some of these drums. Where is this coming from? Maybe I've missed it.
These are all the ones that we've gone through the drops for that week.
Oh, okay.
They're all from that.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job, Darren.
Dirty Dick. Dirty Dick.
That one's nice and loud.
Yeah. Why?
There's passion in that.
You know it. All right. Let's kick things. Let's do a little music break. Let's kick things off with some Doom Riders. I really dig their new album, Grand Blood. And I want to play one of my favorite tracks, or I think actually my favorite. I'm going to say it. Boom, it's decided. This is my favorite track. Here's Bad Vibes.
While your ears continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Everybody dies tonight. Call me negative, call me what you want. You are nothing, never worth nothing.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms watching Lars Ulrich watch other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Hello, this is Bruce, Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net.
Ah, yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it.
Thank you.
Brother will kill brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, the frog plays one more fucking faint song. There may be some violence. The Metal Injection live cast returns now.
We are back for hour number two. A little more stoned, I am. Speaking like Yoda, I am. Not really, but you know. You know the deal. Welcome back to the Metal Injection live cast. Let's talk about the music. We kicked it off with Doom Riders with Bad Vibes, then segue to Cavalier Conspiracy, which Nate Newton from Doom Riders just joined as their bassist, which is exciting.
Uh-huh.
They're working on a new album.
They
right
know
now.
He's not actually Latino. He just looks it.
He didn't join their band. He's just recording with them in the studio. That's what your article
said. Yeah.
He didn't join.
Well, he's going to be playing on the new record, is what I'm excited about. He might tour with them as well. You don't know.
Well, didn't he say it's just to...
No, he said he's not quitting Converge. No, that's what he's saying. Because it's not a full-time band. It's a side project. Then, keeping it with a double C theme, we moved on to Phallic Carnage with Heptarchy. Heptarchy? Maybe.
Yeah.
And then we switch it to some Noah picks, if you haven't figured it out, with a little Scar Symmetry.
A little Five Finger Death Punch.
Obscure Alliance. No, come on.
Crap.
And then a Mogwai. Great pick with a Bat Cat.
They're not a metal band.
So it's my show. I can play whatever the fuck
come
I want.
Come on. This
it's
is called a Metal Injection
this is
live
your
test.
Show? Oh, it's yours?
It's like... One, two, three,
she's
four,
controlling the board, so sort of it is.
It's our show.
Like 24.5% mine.
She's the only one here that likes metal music, though. So, in that way.
I like heavy metal.
Sort of.
Uranium I like. Aluminum.
Oh, that's a bad joke. Really bad.
All right, we had a call. We've had a caller on hold for a while. He might just be listening. 202. You're on the live cast.
Yeah, that's...
Yo, who is this?
Oh, this is Giannis from D.C.
Oh, hello, Giannis.
Yeah, I had to sit through all that music. Yeah, Noah, I like you, but like, seriously, Scar Symmetry.
Seriously.
It was not great.
If you don't enjoy
it, if you're going to play Mellow Death, you may as well put some Kalma on the show.
I have played Kalma on the show, actually.
Oh, you have?
I'm just glad that if you don't enjoy my pick, at least I can enjoy torturing you for 10 minutes.
Also, I like that he's like,
yeah,
come on, Noah. Scar Symmetry, the obvious pick. You can play something a little more obscure, like Kalma.
I wouldn't call them obscure. I just call them good. out of most melody.
I'm a good... I used to be a Kalma fan before they sold out.
Yeah. You like their demo?
Yes.
When did they sell out?
Before that, well, you know, come on. Do I have to explain it to you?
Wow,
really?
You don't know your Kalma history, really.
You clearly are a fake.
Well, define what? Do you mean like when they change their sound up a bit on For the Revolution? I wouldn't consider that selling out.
If I have to explain it to you, then you're clearly not a Kalma fan. All right?
I'm not as big of a Kalma fan as you are. Please explain.
Definitely not.
Like Swamp Lord, and that's it. They will
not
return.
Not even Swamp Lord. Fuck Swamp
Lord. He liked the demo.
Oh, even before Swamp Lord. Because Swamp Lord is their first release. So
fuck Swamp. Listen.
You were over them by then.
When they were still playing band, playing like 90 seat clubs and shit, that's when I liked them.
Right.
After that, as soon as you start pressing a record, that's it. It's over.
Yeah. So you didn't even listen to They Will Return or
no,
Swamp
what?
Song?
I never even heard of those.
You didn't listen to their newest one?
No. I already
this one's
know
awesome,
it
man.
Sucks, sir.
So wait.
Well, anyway, I called to ask, like, so are you guys planning like on a Colorado road trip because of the obviously it's legal now. So are you guys going to do like a big road trip and probably do a podcast from there? Because I'm pretty sure everyone wants you to do that.
You're very excited about this.
You're just as excited as we are.
Well, I have been thinking about going to Denver, but
50% of us don't smoke weed.
Yeah, only Noah and I smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, for some reason, I had the impression that all of you were just major stoners.
Well, I used to be a major stoner. Well, not in the league of Robin Noah, I would say, but I smoked a lot when I was a kid. But I quit about six years ago.
When I was a kid.
And I did. From like 16 on, I smoked.
Teenager.
Shackleton has a great comment in the chat. Rabba Kalma. Rabba Kalma.
Rabba Kalma. He comes up with a good one once in a while.
But yeah, to answer your question, I am definitely interested in visiting Colorado.
Well, it's a great place to be.
Because, yeah, even before the weed legalization, I've heard a lot of great things about it, and I do want to check it out. It's just a great city, Denver. And
I have cousins in Denver, so I end up going there, like, almost a year. Unless you like skiing, you're going to be bored. Well, unless you like skiing and weed, but other than that, there's really not that much to do there.
Well, I like weed, so I feel I won't be bored.
I don't like cold weather.
Smoking weed. But, no, they have, like, a spring. It's not that cold.
Do they have any banyas in Colorado?
Oh, they have to.
Denver, Colorado.
I'm sure there's a spa castle of some sort.
Maybe that's where your Uncle Guillem is hiding out. He's not really dead. Your mother lied to you.
Yeah. Well, my mom got the threat and the threat was from the FBI because he's out on the lam.
He's in the Denver. Guillem in Denver.
No, but I would be curious to go check out. I've been to Amsterdam and that was pretty great from a pothead's perspective of being able to go to like a bar. Smoke weed at a bar where there's no alcohol served. It's only pot.
Wow.
And you're just hanging out. They have communal bongs, which at the time sounded good.
But now
I'm like, I should probably just roll something. But anyway.
Do you put your lips around the bong tip?
What?
Where other men have put their lips?
Do you at least wipe that off before you take
a
hit?
Yeah, of course.
How do you know that they disinfect it?
They have removable little pieces. Maybe you could bring your own, your own bong sucker,
it.
Like your own bong pacifier.
Okay. I don't have mouth herpes. So
no, the
it
guy
was all,
before you.
It was all right.
What if the guy before you?
He did it.
I'm fine. Yeah. I made it through alive.
I mean, now you don't have mouth.
Yeah,
herpes.
I didn't get mouth herpes from the bong, or from anything. Just to clarify.
Have that rash on your taint.
Oh,
was he rubbing the bong on his taint?
I did that one point.
Anything goes in Amsterdam.
Sid, you haven't heard of that? It's called bong tainting.
Yeah.
I liked their first pre-release when they were their first demo was good. Bong tainting. After that,
bong
no.
Taint.
Fuck them.
Real.
Them and Kalma can suck a dick.
The best part.
Boy.
Oi! The best part about it, though, was just like smoking
Johnny
it,
Rotten.
And the guy next to us was just like, is this your guys' first time here? What are you guys smoking? We were like, we're smoking this. He's like, great, I got this. Do you guys want to try mine? Sure, do you want to try ours? We were like sharing weed. It was so friendly and nice.
Did he also swipe your wallet without you
No,
noticing?
I kept my wallet. He was a nice guy. Jeez, such cynical Americans. But to answer your question, yes, I'd like to go to Denver.
We have a first person account.
Yeah,
you long stories.
I'm pretty sure that I speak for everyone saying we want a podcast held there, held video podcast or anything. That would be awesome.
Do you smoke pot?
Yes.
Is it difficult to get in D.C.?
Oh, it is unbelievably hard.
Really?
Like, yeah, because like seeing as we're like capital where the cops. Don't have unless you live in Southeast, the cops have nothing better to do than to crack down on either kids who are breaking curfew or stoners.
That
you
seems
have curfew.
That seems backwards to me. And in D.C., they're probably busy with rape and fucking murder.
Wait a minute, what's
well, like,
curfew?
Is that only in the South? Oh, that's another thing. In D.C., like if you're under 18 and you're caught outside like past like 11:30, the cops legally can book you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
But yeah, getting weed here has always been like hard, especially since like it does not help with the paranoia. Seeing as like if they wanted to, they could put you away for an obscenely long time compared to even other states.
Other states other than Washington D.C. You mean?
Yeah. I know someone's going to say D.C. isn't a state, but hey, if I'm paying sales tax, I'm considering this place a damn state.
I can, all right.
The man has values.
True.
All right, Ron Paul.
Hey, I'm not that crazy.
Okay, guys. How old of a gal are you?
I'm 20.
All right.
Oh, wow.
You're already complaining about paying taxes?
Good
Lord.
For you.
When's your birthday?
May 31st.
How old are you going to be?
Hmm?
How
oh,
old?
21.
Goodbye!
Oh, okay. Thanks, sure. Excellent. Great work, Aaron. Great work.
Thank you, thank you.
That was smooth.
James was fired up about that one.
Yeah.
He sounded like that kid Colin that used to call us back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
646-929-1357. That is the number to dial if you're Paul Masvidal from Sinister.
If
no, hopefully we'll get him on the air next
If there
week.
Are any kids that want to call in and pretend to be him, I will ask you some of the questions that I had prepared, and you could answer as if you were Paul Masvidal.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little test run.
What if you call the...
Well, then I'll ask it, and now we'll have had practice. But it's up to the listeners.
Why can't I just be Paul Masvidal, and I'll just do it?
Because I can see you. I can see that you're not Paul Masvidal. It's theater of the mind.
How do you know what he looks
it
like?
It ruins
you know
it for Sid.
Like? What if he looks exactly like
Imagine
me?
This whole time you've been Paul Masvidal.
Yes, it's a long con.
Double agent. God damn it. Watching me this whole time.
Paul Masvidal is actually Uncle Guinna.
Whoa.
Yes. Bet you didn't know that.
That's why he's not calling in. He's been dead for 20 years. Oh, well. Explains why their music is so slow. Led by a corpse.
It's like a metaphor for stomach cancer.
It's the name of their new album.
What if Paul Masvidal is listening to the podcast this week just to like sample and see what he's getting himself into, and now he hears you guys talking like this?
We didn't say anything bad about him.
He's like Smokey the Bear, the single tear. Oh, no, that's the
Indian.
Indian,
yeah. Well, we don't know. Smokey might have cried at some point.
True.
It looks like people under 17 have to be from September through June. Curfew begins at 11 on Sunday. It begins at 11 on Sunday through Thursday, and 12
just on school nights.
12 to 6 on Saturday and Sunday.
Wait, how old do they have to be?
17 and under.
Oh, so I guess they have ID in the form of a permit.
I guess.
I'm fine with that.
The law applies to non-district residents as well. If you're in D.C. and you're under 17,
oh
you have
God,
to.
Oh, my God, that's horrendous.
Yeah. What are the penalties?
Why should you be outside? Well, what are you doing outside anyway at midnight?
Why can authorities tell me when I can leave my house?
Exactly. It might not be, you know, might not be prudent, but, I mean, if I was still a citizen.
What if they're traveling or something and they're taking...
Well, I feel if they're with a guardian, it's probably all right.
There's some exceptions here. Exempt from curfew if they accompany a parent or guardian, complete an errand at the direction of a parent or guardian without detour or stop, ride in a motor vehicle.
So do the cops just follow them? Because that's a waste of tax.
Probably, yeah. Work or return home from a job without detour or stop. Emergency. Stand on a sidewalk that joins their residence. Or the residents of a next-door neighbor if the neighbor did not complain to the police. Attend an official school, religious, recreational activity.
If I lived in D.C., I would spend all my free hours reporting kids just to fuck with them. Oh, my God. I would have my head out the window all night long just waiting for someone to walk by.
This is your revenge for the high school kids that had fun.
But also it sounds like now you know that if you ever move out of New York, you know where you'd move. Move to D.C. so you have something to keep yourself occupied.
Yeah. For the 3 minutes before I get stabbed in the streets because it's D.C.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Come on.
Really?
Awful. I'm sure there's bad neighborhoods, but I'm sure there's good neighborhoods,
just
too.
Just like a couple of minutes like on the outskirts of D.C., it's horrendous.
Yeah. Sure, but why would you find yourself on the outskirts?
Because we're not senators. Why would we wouldn't be able to afford to live in the good neighborhoods?
It's really expensive to live in the city of D.C.
We're not in Fugazi.
D.C.
Yeah.
They don't even live in a good neighborhood.
Mm.
Maybe it's good, though. No, they probably gentrified it.
Assholes.
Oh!
When I went to D.C. like a year ago, because there's SiriusXM Studios there, and So I look at the map, and I see that there's like a Days Inn, like 10 minutes away from the center of D.C. And I'm like, okay, it can't be that bad. It's only 10 minutes away. What's the big deal? I got there. First of all, I took a taxi from the train station to the Days Inn, and we pull up, and there's like a fried chicken joint, like right next to the Days Inn, and like a bunch of like really shady looking people outside. And then
I love the code that Noah is using now.
Come on.
There's a fried chicken joint with shady people.
Well, there was a fried chicken joint.
There were homeless people, not just black. It was like there were like white people there too that looked really shady. Slim shady.
Because they were But they only look shady to you because they were hanging out with black people.
No,
right?
Because
is that what you're trying to say?
Because they were dirty and it looked like they were on meth. So I go into the lobby of the hotel to check in, and like they look at me as if I was lost, and I said, "Oh, I have to check in, please."
Yeah.
So I check in, and the hotel looks like the hotel from Breaking Bad where Jesse went to fuck the
prostitute. I drove by a couple weeks ago, and it does look that skanky in real life.
So I had to walk like on the outside across like three parking lots, and like I'm walking and there's like people fighting, and like I hear like women screaming and like kids are running around.
You're really scared at this point?
I just didn't feel comfortable there at all.
Did anyone approach you from MTV to talk about the women music scene?
So I go inside the room and I put my stuff down, and I wanted to lay down for a little bit.
There's
so
a man in your bed.
No. Oh,
an Asian man.
Work? I peel the sheets back, and there was a blood stain.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh. No.
Disgusting.
That's pretty metal.
No.
I was about to say there was a log in the bed or something. That was 10 times worse than my joke.
There was a blood
stain. Oh.
It was disgusting.
Did you call the desk?
Yeah, right. There was a homeless woman asking for boxes at the front desk when I was... checking in. I wasn't about to call them.
So what'd you
and
do?
Also,
did you sleep on the floor? Like,
also, my room had a door going into the next room, and I can hear like these two guys like talking about drugs in the next room.
Drugs?
Drugs?
No.
Is the next sentence? So then I was in the next room doing drugs.
Well, I didn't want them to know that I was like going to be alone in the next room next to them. They could just open the door and rape me.
It's only rape if you don't want it.
So where'd you sleep? I got to know. You didn't sleep on the blood, right?
Okay, you know what I did? What? I went to Priceline, and I booked a hotel in D.C.
Oh, you got out of that place.
I got out of that place as quickly as I possibly could.
Okay.
Did you get a refill? What's the deal?
I didn't even bother
you
with
you were like...
fuck it. I'm going to be a little serious.
There's a few questions for you here in the chat following up on this story. Was Marion Barry in the corner of the room? He was the crackhead mayor of D.C.
He may have been at the fried chicken joint.
Yeah, and the next question was Bill Bellamy, one of the sketchy guys by the fried chickens. I don't know why he would be in that chicken joint, only that he's black, and it's a racist joke.
And also
joke.
He worked at MTV, so...
He asked you about the women in the music scene of metal?
No, yesterday the guy was white.
I don't see the point of that joke other than that he's black.
Maybe that's Bill Bellamy, like, trying to get his awareness up. He's like, I'll just go to random chat room.
Somebody
and
say
my
name. Say my name,
El Duderino, if you're Bill Bellamy, step up. We'll give you some airtime.
Give us a call.
Last question. Bruin Nation says, a bloodstain or the bloodstain if the Red River flows hit the dirt road?
Oh, like, did it come
from
me?
Was it a period stain? No, I don't think that. I think, was it a period stain or was it a stab stain? Could you tell?
I couldn't tell.
Like,
I mean,
did it look
it
like a streak?
It wasn't a streak. It was like two marble-sized stains next, like attached to each other.
I don't know what's worse. Like if you were forced to lay in one, I would say probably the period because it has like menzes in it and all that.
It
other.
Has hormones
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah.
I
just
mean,
don't want
to
lay.
Neither
on
one
any,
is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you at gunpoint, you're forced to pick one to sleep one night in.
Also, another bad experience was during Hurricane Sandy, which I had to stay in the city because they wanted live programming on Sirius. So I just found this like really cheap hotel. I don't know why I even cared that it was cheap.
You're Jewish.
I know, but...
So you're not paying for it.
Yeah,
you're
I'm not paying for it. I should have just booked
just
like at the Sheraton.
You're like real
you're
Jewish.
Like, you're like, no, if there's a good deal... This is your inner Jewish monologue.
Really,
I can't just not have a good deal.
Yeah. So it's like this really weird, like old, really ancient hotel. And I take the elevator up, which was basically just like a pulley system elevator. And I go, I open the door, and it's basically just a bed in a room. And the carpet was so old. So I peel the sheets back, and there's like this thick, like black hair in the bed.
Oh.
And the room was crooked. It wasn't even a straight room. It was like slanted.
I love that Noah's horrible Hurricane Sandy experience is that there was a hair in her hotel bed. People died. Come on.
And people lost their homes.
Okay,
I get it. You lost your home.
There was a hair in the bed that I paid for.
Yeah, it's been in the house has been in your family for three generations. But seriously, a hair in my bed.
It was like a man's long pubic hair. Okay,
Noah,
and I had to sleep next to it.
Water from Hurricane Sandy went into my trough. You pendeja. You cabrón. Estúpida. Pinche slut puta. You complaining about a hair. And fuck you. Vete al carajo. Estúpido. I still have driftwood in my trough from the hurricane. How dare you? A bitch puta. Hija de puta.
Just call her the sister of a whore.
Like son of a bitch, but to the girl version.
Wow. Okay. I guess I deserve that.
You complaining about a hair? Fuck you.
Oh, we got another call from the West Coast. 562.
Hey, how's it going? It's Alex from California again.
By the way,
I am El Duderino.
Oh, he's El Duderino. Mm. No, we knew you weren't racist. That was a joke. I'm sorry.
I know. I think the worst thing about Hurricane Sandy is that Staten Island wasn't completely wiped off the map. That's
thank you.
Well, we have to agree with you on that.
Yes.
Being
yeah.
New Yorkers.
Yes.
New York. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Staten Island is where the other four boroughs dump their garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
pretty
like
much.
The northern version of the Jersey Shore, basically. But without the shore, it's actually a good place to go to.
How does El Duderino know about Staten Island?
I have family out east, so I had to drive through there, and it's nice to visit, not to stay.
Agreed.
Staten Island?
Except it's not even nice.
Yeah, I was going to say.
From all the garbage, you also get cancer if you stay there for too long.
Is that where your uncle went from?
No.
That's where I
No, live. No, no.
I used to put the garbage on my truck. Smoke.
Actually, on a side note, Rob, I noticed that the Metal Injection app, it kind of times out whenever I try to enter into it. Doesn't need updating. Would you even know about that?
Yeah. Well, I don't do the app. I didn't build it. We have a dude, and it's because of the new website design that it's broken. But the guy said he would work on it, so I don't really have an update on
That's
it. But the website looks pretty sweet on mobile phones now, so you sort of don't need
the
app.
Yeah, so yeah, delete the app.
And is that the same?
There'll
guy?
Be an update very soon, but
is that the same guy that booked the Palmas Vidal?
Sorry, I had to. Definitely the same dude.
Blake from Pig Destroyer. He built the app.
Everything you can do in the app, you can do on the new website. So, but yeah, I'm definitely trying to. The guy's actually out of the country, but I'm trying to figure out what the issue with the timeout is, and so hopefully that'll be fixed soon. But the app will be working again.
Well, thanks for passing the word on.
No problem. Thank you for caring enough about the app for. Calling in and disrupting the show.
Any other
to get technical.
I am so sorry.
any other bugs on the site that you're noticing that are bothering you?
No, not really.
Do you like the new design?
It's okay. Just aside from like the white backdrop, it looks a lot like the Metal Sucks page. So.
Oh.
No, it's really cool.
I like it better with that. The black was a little heavy, I thought.
Yeah.
It's easier to read.
Yeah. And I like the fact for the live cast page, there is actually at least like numbers of pages you could go through. You don't always have to like scroll to the bottom and hit like, oh, older posts.
That was annoying.
You can just hit like, oh, go 6 pages back or whatever.
I didn't even realize that was fixed. I have to check that out.
Oh, a little pagination. Good to know. Good to know people use that function.
I did find something that might be a problem with the app. I don't know if you want my help.
Oh, what's going on?
Dirty dick.
Dirty I guess dick it's been a while since we've heard that drop. So.
Yeah.
You're right.
There just needs to be a metal injection app that just has all the drops from the show on it, and
well,
you can just use it whenever.
If you go to the livecast website. In the browser, the soundboard works on your mobile phone, so you could get all the drops
like this.
Dirty Dick.
Well, Dirty Dick is not up there yet. You're gonna have to add.
It will be.
You're gonna have to add Dirty Dick, Darren. Yeah.
Or
Dirty
Jose
Dick,
man, gets the piece
Dirty
of shit.
Dick,
3D.
Yeah. Well, if you're ever 4D, you're
that's
Dirty 4D. Dick, Darren Delgado.
Dirty Dick.
Dirty Dick. There you go.
Or the Jose Mangan, the piece of shit.
No, he's not. He's a great guy.
He's
true.
Are you going to put that clip up, Rob?
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Please don't put that clip up.
Oh, that's the first one.
That's a live,
thank you.
Live exclusive. How about this one?
Noah has AIDS.
Oh, that one's fine.
Hey, where did that come from?
Rob's mouth.
A monkey.
He just said it now.
Or did Steve Harvey's a genius?
That's hasn't
dropped
too.
Yet.
It may have disappeared.
That is a drop, though.
Oh, you're saying oh, someone
it
else?
It exists.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come on the dog.
Oh.
Oh no!
Poor Bruno.
Ah,
could be any dog.
By the way,
yeah, Petunia too.
Oh, wow. Al Duderino is a live cast dog expert.
Petunia is the cutest dog. Sorry, Bruno. Petunia.
She really is. She's adorable.
Adorable.
Oh.
Okay, Al Duderino, we're going to let you go.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Some people in the chat.
Sorry. I didn't know you were going to talk right away.
I didn't realize that.
Okay. A little interlude.
Some people in the chat are asking about an Android app. I've tried to contact Android developers, and
they don't exist.
Well, I've not been able to find one that's reliable. I could build
wow.
it for a reasonable price.
Why don't you post something on like those meetup websites?
Okay,
what?
Sure.
Grindr?
Anyway, but so I mean, there's no real timeline for it. But again, there's like a new mobile-friendly layout for the website, so an app is sort of not unnecessary, but everything that was in the app is now available.
You have to put things on the app that don't exist on the website.
Yeah.
That's the solution.
Rob a nudes.
Make it Grindr.
Yeah. Just like
metal Grindr.
Is there like a Metalheads meet up and fuck app website? You could create that.
You're right.
There you go. That's your next fortune.
Well, there's Tinder.
But the mobile app work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very important.
Yeah, it's okay. We won't do it. All right, we got another call. 908.
Jersey.
908, you're on the live cast. Come on.
Area code.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you? Who is this?
My name is Justin from New Jersey.
Hello, Justin from New Jersey. How are you?
Pretty good. I had a quick question for you and even a suggestion maybe.
I was
wondering, I've been listening to this show like the past year or so, but I wasn't able to experience the first time Shlomo called in, and I was wondering if you knew exactly what episode that was and if there's anywhere to download that.
Rob will look it up right now.
Rob
Fast Fingers Pasvani.
It's also, but if you look through all the best ofs, you know, they're...
There's actually a... Yeah. Look up the mixtapes. Because in the mixtape, we definitely have, like, the first.
And I know you guys think he died, and also I was wondering if you thought maybe about tracing down his dad's, like, bluegrass fan that he was talking about, and maybe he is alive.
Maybe Shlomo's throat.
Maybe if we can, like, find the name of that band, we can, like, harass his dad and get him back on the show.
No, Shlomo is definitely still alive. I am still friends with him on Facebook, and every once in a while he's tagged in a photo or something.
Oh.
And it shows up in my feed, so he's still doing all right.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like the first episode he was in was 84, which
really?
Is a 84? Lot. Of, yeah.
Wow.
If you just use the search and just put in Shlomo.
Yeah. September 19th, 2010. That doesn't sound
all right. All
right,
sounds good.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening.
No, that's definitely not the first one. Cause look
oh, really?
Look at the description. We finally hear from Shlomo again.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, then there must be another
before
one.
That.
Wow, Shlomo's an OG listener.
Yeah.
All right. I thought I had it, but it's definitely one of the mixtapes.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
He was like, get me off the phone.
He's wanting us.
Yeah. All right, well, we have a few more minutes. Should we do Dr. Jew?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Dr.
Well, first we were on the hotels. I just wanted to that we went to Vegas, came back, and then yesterday we went to on a one-day trip to Atlantic City.
To get even more fill of gambling?
Well, I did gamble, but this was like her sister's boyfriend's fiance's birthday. So it was like
her sister's boyfriend has a fiance?
No, I corrected myself to say.
I'm kidding.
I forgot, you know, I wasn't thinking that they got engaged, and so it's now her fiance. So first of all, we went out to eat with all of them, and they're like, she's like, you got to bring a nice shirt and everything. So we made a reservation for this place. We get there, and it's like Applebee's, basically. I'm like, why was there a reservation made for this? It was okay. I mean, the food was all right. But
we didn't have to get all dressed up and wear fancy shoes.
Yeah, it was just the, like the hotel had had this chain restaurant in it, you know, so whatever.
Uh-huh.
So he ate there. And this guy, by the way, the fiance is really a nice guy. Really, I don't mean to put him down or anything, but he's kind of a bro. You know what I mean? But he's a really terrific guy. He just has that outward, mm-hmm. you know, kind of way of acting.
Backwards cap?
Not a cap, but like that, you're thinking along the right lines, you know. So then
was he wearing a jersey?
No, he had a dress shirt on because we all had to dress up to go to this fucking Applebee clone.
Everyone thought it was a fan.
Well, not really. Like, all his bro friends showed up, and they had all those kind of, like, rapey shirts, you know, with the, like, they had the undershirt with the Hanes, a T-shirt, and a nice...
Oh, like a V-neck?
A dress shirt. No, like a dress shirt with pinstripes and a baseball hat. You know,
the
Duke lacrosse team was eating with us or something.
Is anyone wearing khakis? But
everyone was not, I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but it was just like had that whole bro vibe to it, you know. Mm-hmm. But the story I wanted to get to is we went to the hotel room and we had sex and people were banging on the wall because it was so thin that actually we had a conversation about this before because we were in her sister's room and her sister was saying, you know, that she heard someone taking a poop or something next door because the walls were so thin. And then we just started having sex and not thinking about it.
She's a screamer?
Very loud person, yes. She's extremely loud.
Do you appreciate the feedback?
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun. It's very fun.
Does she just, like, moan and make sounds, or does she say stuff?
Like, 25% saying stuff, and mostly just moans, but occasional saying stuff. But, yeah, we're in the middle, and, like, I hear this, you know?
That is so rude.
I don't think it was rude, honestly.
Just
I think if it was reversed, I'd be upset, too.
I usually, like, when that happens, I yell commentary. I try to kill the people's mood. I think it's even creepier than just banging. Because if you're fucking already, you might think that
just,
the banging is like you.
Turn the TV on and let people have fun.
I just put my ear to the wall and listen like really close.
So am I wrong though? Like she got real upset. Like what the fuck are they banging on the wall for? And I was like, well, if I was trying to sleep and
what
I
time
heard
was
that,
it?
Yeah,
it was like 11, like a little after 11, I guess.
Yeah,
in Atlantic City.
Yeah, that's really early.
To me, like they said it was loud. We continued on and finished fucking, but not making as much noise. So I feel like I don't think.
any harm
but,
was done.
But also, do you think you were aware, like, you were like, okay, better not make noise. Like were you, like, conscious
beforehand,
of it?
Beforehand, you mean?
No, like, once you got back into the...
Yes, yes, we were conscious of not making noise.
For girls, we really have to concentrate and, like, stay in the moment. And I feel like that would kill it.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't kill it because we finished, but...
Right. But still, it's stressful.
Right, no one's enough. Stressed just
I'm
hearing
getting
about
really
it.
Angry
Sorry,
about
no,
it.
I didn't mean to upset you.
What were you going to say about Dr. Jew?
Oh, Dr. Jew. Yeah, my girlfriend was looking for, because of Obamacare, she had to get a new doctor or whatever, so she's looking for an OB, whatever, GYN. And she found a guy named Dr. Jew, Dr. Edward Jew.
Dr. Wow. Edward Jew!
And he had the worst reviews in history. It was like the guy didn't even show up when the woman was giving birth or something. You want to read it? Do you have it?
Yeah. I went to visit Dr. Jew twice, and both times left his office feeling like he does not like fat people.
What?
He made several rude and unprofessional remarks to me.
Hey, chubby. Get in the stirrups, fatso.
I would never expect for a medical professional to discriminate against a patient. I would never go back to his office or recommend him to anyone I know.
She doesn't say what the comments were, though. That's disappointing.
Office functions like a mill. No personal service. Does not attend birth or speak with you.
Just like a real Jew, like Orthodox Jew.
Yeah. Avoided us after birth when finally arrived in hospital. Terrible
well, who
group.
Who wants to look you in the eye after he's seen you like that? Come
it's
on.
True. Good point.
Give the guy a
after he's sewn your vagina
yeah.
back
up.
This, I think, is the worst review. And if I ever saw this, I would never go to this guy.
You'd never go to this guy?
I would never go to this guy. Yeah. Misdiagnosed very early symptoms of breast cancer.
Oh.
Did not help in expediting testing and surgery.
It's just to rub it out.
Be a man.
Rub some dirt on it, will you?
That review was written by Uncle
Pray
Gianna.
Pray to Hashem.
Uncle Gianna. Did not notice early symptoms of the stomach cancer.
You got to find this, it. Uncle Drew, and get revenge.
Dr. Jew.
Did I say Uncle
yeah,
Jew?
Uncle Jew. I definitely need those. I definitely have an Uncle Jew. For sure.
Who are you?
Any more?
I'm trying to figure out. Oh, my God. Right. Okay. Although Dr. Jew agreed to see me last minute because I was in pain and my regular doctor was on vacation, I was put off enough by him to write here. Primarily, he walked out of the examining room, door open, while I was still in stirrups and with the examining light on and between my legs.
Nice. Okay, guys, get in here. You got to see this.
Whoa, check this one out.
Look at these beef curtains over here.
My God.
Can you find a picture of this guy?
Edward Jew.
Go visit his office and
We were trying to debate whether this guy's an actual Jew.
No way.
Sid said he sounds like a Chinaman.
Yeah, sounds Asian.
E-W? That's, I don't know.
J-E-W. Well, I've heard of Chu, C-H-E-W, yeah. as a name.
No, did you find it?
I'm looking.
Very curious what this guy looks like.
Wow, you're right, Sid. He's Asian. I found a photo.
Edward Jew is a fucking Asian? See what this guy looks like that he's making fun of people's weight. Is he a GQ model?
He looks like he hits the gym.
Your vagina very, very syrupy. You do some more exercise on your vagina. Do your kegels.
Rob, call up the office. Try to make an appointment.
A meal. Your favorite Chinese meal.
A sausage pizza.
Succulent.
Succulent. Noah, you're crazy. You don't have a breast cancer. You just eat the rest. That's all.
During the music break, we were debating whether Dr. Jew would be Bat Jew's alter ego or his arch nemesis.
Sounds more like a villain, like a regular accountant that somehow
went crazy. I just
don't know
that Bat Jew's arch nemesis would be a Jew.
Well, I think it would just, he's just in that universe. He's like a villain.
Or is it that since he's an Asian, That's why he's his arch nemesis, because he shouldn't have that name.
Yes, he's haunting somehow.
El Duderino asks, Rob, can you go to Dr. Drew to get a diagnosis on your third ass cheek? Good
you
question. It's subsiding. It's subsiding. It's doing very well. I'm very proud of it.
He'll go, pick a color, pick a color.
What does that mean?
Whenever you, like, whenever I go to an Asian establishment to do my nails, even if there is a line, they want to keep you over there so they don't lose your service. So they go, yeah, yeah, 5 minutes. You pick a color. You pick a color.
Okay.
Yeah, you sit over there on the couch.
Get your hand off my penis!
I hit the wrong one, but that's funny, too.
Yeah.
A succulent Chinese meal. All
right.
Dr. Jew.
I
don't know who read all these bad reviews about me. Nah,
does he reply to any of them?
I give a poor fried rice to every customer.
Oh, come on.
I examine your boobies right after you pick a cara. Pick a cara. What do I need a nail polish for? I'm getting my breasts.
Shut up. You sit down.
Your feet are up in the stirrup, so might as well just fucking give you a pedicure while you're here.
I bring in the girl. I bring in the girl. She do your toe while I look inside your womb.
You want a happy, happy?
Man, we shave off some of your labia, make some egg drop soup or something. This is crazy. So much meat. It's a waste.
I'm never going to think of egg drop soup the same way again. Wow.
You have a yeast infection. We put it in egg drop soup.
Oh! Make a pork bun. We do your dry cleaning while you wait. While you here, while you wait, 59 minutes. Or a refund. Here's the machine with the clothes.
But you have everything there.
These are all things that will make him a better doctor, not a worse doctor.
That's true.
Hey, you can get a bunch of errands done.
Yeah.
I don't have a queen in my office. Someone just said this is the funniest you've been in ages.
Who?
Chocolate croissant.
No. The funniest who's been?
Noah.
No.
Oh. Oh.
In ages. Wow, thanks.
Well, that's like a backhanded compliment.
It's because you can tell she really hates Asian
people. Yeah, it comes out.
It's an outlet right now.
Dr. Jew, that scumbag. I guess labia drop soup is the title. It says El Generino. I like that. That's a good one.
I like Uncle Gana.
Uncle Gana.
How do you spell Gana?
G-E-N-A?
Yeah, that's how I would go.
Isn't that Uncle Gina?
In Russian speech, it's Gina. That's how the kids used to spell it.
G-Y-N-A?
Can you just do it in Russian
font? Gina.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh. Well, that might mess up the...
SEO?
Who cares?
No, I don't know if iTunes would accept it.
Oh.
Like, if iTunes takes those characters.
That communist speech?
I could try.
Okay.
Yeah, you try, white boy. Round eye.
When he gives the pregnant ladies the epidural, it's just an injection of MSG.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Yeah, puts you right to sleep, though. I don't know, that's all I got.
Every pap smear, you get one free ride. Fungwa bus.
Take
oh
it right
God.
Home. That's how he performs abortions. You just take a ride on that bus. It's so bumpy.
Oh,
dead baby by the time you're off that bus. It's a dead baby bus.
Fuck a bus full of abortion clients.
It's better than what's usually on that damn bus. They have to close it down. It's like a roach infestation and all sorts of things.
Their drivers weren't even licensed properly.
Yeah. And wheels fell off and stuff. Fungwa is a Chinese company that runs bus. Used to run
really
buses,
cheap bus ride. Like the cheapest ticket you can get to like Philly or Baltimore.
We took a Fungwa bus to Maryland Death Fest, and I'm so happy to be alive.
It could have been a real death fest.
The thing is, we also could have been stranded because of them, because they overbooked their fucking buses back to New York.
Yeah.
And it was like we didn't get on the first bus because it was packed.
Yeah.
And then we almost didn't get on the second bus.
And the bus pickup was in the middle of nowhere.
It was.
We've discussed this.
It was off a highway, and the only thing there was a McDonald's. That's it. Like a McDonald's, and that's it.
Yeah, you wait right here. Afro Headbanger says, free spring roll with your colonoscopy.
Look at what we've done.
I'd like to apologize to the entire Asian community listening.
Stop it. Jumpman Hat.
For Dr. Ju.
Just Jumpman Hat.
Yeah, Dr. Ju is the real problem here with his fungua buses for pap smears. That's just wrong. All the bad reviews he got. Why are we apologizing?
All right. We're going to get out of here. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another excellent edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. I could say that.
Yeah, I agree.
It's been fantastic.
Yep.
I guess I won't say who I'm trying to get for next week, because if it's not confirmed, it'll look pretty bad.
Well, but at least you did say maybe. You didn't exactly say it's a definite.
Yeah. But maybe we'll get Paul Masvidal to do it next week. Since he,
and some that other person.
And the other person, who's a kind of a big deal.
David Mustaine.
No. Come on.
All right.
Busy.
Uncle Gim.
Uncle Gim from Beyond the Grave.
He's either hiding in Denver or he's dead, so he's probably not going to be on the show.
Do we have anything to go out on?
Actually, we do. A song that was mentioned early in the podcast.
Excellent.
Oh.
And we'll see you next week.
Dirty Dick. Dirty Dick.
I poop so much. Give me the meat.
I'm way more sassy. I like nipples. I like to get messy. Sid, I need you.
N-I-F. Gatan Duges.
Jin Chichi! King Za Baba! Jin Chichi! Jin Chichi!
Dirty Dick. Dirty Dick.
I fuck kid.
I would bang all the dudes. Wow, that was huge. Here, take my vagina. Mashiach.